to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's hard to improve on this weather pattern. For tonight, a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, another dry day. High temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. There could be a few showers by late Friday night, but I think we're dry over the weekend. Lots of sunshine. High temperature in the middle 60s, both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when I'm...
That guy was stupid.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Crazy good.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Earnest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Batman.
Hello!
Now, Batman, I understand you are a caped crusader.
That's right, man. Every night I go out in the Batmobile and look for people who are doing evil.
I see. And I notice your utility belt there.
Yes, I keep all my crime-fighting gear right here around my waist.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, right here I got my Batarang, man. And here I keep a quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, in case I have to stop at the gas station and go to the Batmobile.
Right.
And here's where I keep my special phone numbers, like this one here, 279-7431.
Whose number is that?
Why, of course, it is David Earnest's.
Oh, is he your financial guy as well?
That's right, man. While I'm out fighting crime, he is watching over my portfolio.
I see. And I guess if anyone else wants to call David Earnest,
they call 279-7431, just like I do.
Well, thank you very much, Batman.
Hey, before you go, would you like to hear a Batman joke?
Sure.
Okay, man, what do you have if you have, like, four grandmas and me standing in a line?
I don't know. What do you have if you have four grandmas and you standing in a line?
You ready?
No, but go ahead.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman!
Oh, I think I'm gonna be ill.
Hey there, welcome back to Try and Tell the Truth. I'm Biff Buffington, and we're down to our final round. We're going to find out who is the real asset preservationist. Contestant number one, can you tell me something that an asset preservationist
would say.
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Wrong. I don't know, number one. That sounds a little sketchy. How about you, number two? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist might say?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Wrong. Well, I gotta tell you, number two, I don't know what game show you're on, but it's not this one. And number three, how about you? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist would say?
I'll call in.
Stock market protection.
And then
give me a call. And let's get real about protecting your assets from these liberals.
Well, I'm not hearing the wrong buzzer. Judges? Well, it looks like we found him. Will the real asset preservationist please stand up?
Hello, my name is David Ernest, and I am the real asset preservationist.
Thanks, David. And remember, call David Ernest, 279-7431.
I'm standing tall because I am the real asset preservationist, and I will protect your assets.
And we'll see you next time on To Try and Tell the Truth. Bye-bye.
I got hairy legs.
Would somebody please get him out of here? From our super secret studio, where we have a pile of masks all set, ready to go for a celebratory bonfire, but someone who shall remain nameless screwed that up. David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show. And you know, everybody was saying Governor Ivey's going to rescind that mask order. Well, we've been lied to again. Kind of like whenever we hear anything out of Washington.
I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey.
Well, if you're tired of being lied to, call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Or if you're in Birmingham, 205-479-0839. And make sure you have that mask on. Now, here's a guy who knows it's better to be safe than sorry. He's got on two masks, a face shield, three pair of underwear, and extra thick socks.
But it's really no laughing matter.
It's David Ernest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is out there in the ether somewhere. David, are you there?
I'm not here.
Are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
I am here.
And you're I'm sorry to tell you this, but
your
phone sounds funky.
I know.
It's cutting.
It sounds like you're gargling.
Yeah, I'll call back in and I'm going to reboot this.
Are you gargling?
Y'all go ahead and handle it while I'm gone.
Okay, we're going to handle it.
Okay.
And you call us right back. Just some technical difficulties, nothing we can't handle. How you doing?
Me?
Yes, sir.
I'm good. You know, it's interesting today. I was on Greg's show, of course, and some of his people that call that are in the finance world are talking about the big I that David's been talking about ever since I've known him. We're talking inflation.
Yeah.
So everything is coming right along just like David said it would because of the quantitative easing and all this other BS garbage they've been doing.
Yeah.
It's about to catch up with us, Rusty, through inflation, I believe. I mean, gasoline, I get my gas at the Shell station on Ware's Ferry, $3.51 a gallon for premium.
How much?
$3.51.
Where was this?
The Shell station on Ware's Ferry Road.
Man. I was looking on Facebook earlier today, and a couple of young ladies that I went to high school with were talking about some certain app they were talking about. And it's at a 76 station. You go in, and somehow you get... You get 25 cents off per gallon.
Wow.
If you use this app. I'll find that for you.
Yeah.
And awesome. Tell everybody about it. Because that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
But that's gas, where I get gas, it's the... oh, my goodness, I need to say this because I know the guy that helps run the place. Ben McNeil.
Oh, yeah. Very good spokesperson.
What's the name of his company?
United Food and Fuel.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Anyhow, there's one up near the house. I always stop there, and theirs is up to $2.45 now. That's not their fault.
Right.
But that's one of the lower ones I've seen.
Now, we're talking regular,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. Hey,
I can't run regular.
I think you got some kind of one of them fancy cars, don't you?
I got a high horsepower car.
Still have a
premium. Premium.
What do you call it? An ashtray in it and all that kind of stuff?
Or? Actually, no. It doesn't have one.
I think we got David. David, is that you, sir?
Yes, that's me. That's me.
I think you got him.
He's still gargling.
You're still gargling. I don't know what the deal is. Of course, you know.
Gargling, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to brush my teeth.
That's good. He's not trying to brush his teeth.
No. Donna called me earlier, and the call dropped three times.
Really?
So I wonder if other people are having trouble with calls dropping.
That's a good point. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds awful, Dave. I can tell you this. Lynn and I were, she was sitting in her spot, and I was walking from the kitchen into the den, and we both hear this boop, 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 like a phone dialing. I said, "What are you calling somebody?" She goes, "No." I look at my phone that's sitting on my desk, and it's dialing itself.
That's crazy.
I got a call from myself today, too. Something's going on, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but something's definitely going on.
It's aliens or something.
I don't know what it is.
Well, This is the alien night, you know.
I don't know if it's illegal aliens. Are you inside or outside?
I'm inside, just like I always am.
I'm
in the same spot exactly where I always am.
Try moving around.
Yeah, try walking outside and see if that doesn't help.
Okay, well, first I'm going to try to...
Well, it's going to sound rough, whatever you do, but you go ahead.
Okay, okay, see if you can get back on Zoom.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
All right, while I do that,
yes,
you go ahead with what you were talking about.
Yes.
If you happen to remember.
Yes, I don't, but we'll talk about something else.
Okay.
Yeah, David was talking. He's been talking about inflation because it is my belief, and believe me, I've been down in the rabbit hole now since 2009, and I've read a ton of stuff. Let me tell you what's really going on here. They are bringing down America. They are destroying the very fabric of this country, everything that we've always considered good and godly. They're destroying because that's their goal. Once you know someone's goal, then you can better look at what they're doing and understand what their next move may possibly be. And I think that's kind of where we are right now. We know what their goal is. It's to destroy everything in America, including the economy, because they're globalists. They're Luciferian psychopaths, and they want their UN New World Order. Basically, it's a huge control matrix. That's what their goal is. This is where they're headed. This is where they're taking us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you're seeing all the little thing, the destruction of the Boy Scouts. Anything that represented good in America has been destroyed or is ready to be destroyed.
Right.
This is what they're doing.
Okay, now, I got David back on Zoom now. Can you hear me? Can I hear you?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you,
God. We're working now.
We're rolling now, baby.
You look good.
You look marvelous.
Well, thank you.
You sound good.
I could, this technology, if something was goofy, I don't know where it was, and it was on this end, but I don't know how it fixed itself. I just rebooted it.
Well, everything is good. We got lots of fun stuff going on. Got Terry here. You're here. And let's see. We were talking about getting lied to.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. You know, we's is being lied to.
Yes, as we is.
Yes, you know, we's is being lied to because there's an agenda.
Absolutely.
There's a big agenda. And, you know, Trump was trying to talk about this for his entire 4 years, trying to explain about the lies that they were trying to do. You know, Terry, you know, there was this fake news that's still going on. I don't even, I didn't realize how bad they were lying to us until it all came revealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was the one who revealed it. I mean, you can tell now they don't tell the truth at all.
No, they don't. They're totally controlled and treasonous.
You know, it's terrible. They lie about all these things. They lie about how great the stock market's going to stay. They lie about, the things that are stable and how it's going to be great in the economy and everything.
Right.
They say, trust me, we're going to take care of you. But here's some of the lies that we can talk about. You know, the lies of using others, like Elizabeth Warren uses the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
She was a big fat liar.
She was, still is.
She's no more Indian than anybody else. We all got probably a little Indian in us. I do, because I know some forefathers that were Indians.
Right.
I don't go around telling everybody that I'm an Indian. You know?
Right.
Just try to get something. You know, the lies of Obama. Obama, Obamacare. I've got a medication right now, Terry, that I'm taking that if I was buying it in the United States would cost me $3,000 a month.
Wow.
I have to get it somewhere else. It's made by the same company. It's not even generic. It's real. You know, the lies about, trust me, I'll take care of you. Now, here's another lie. Obama said, I'm not going to tax you if you're making less than $400,000.
That's right.
Let me tell you one of the big lies. He has just decided that he wants to do something with people's IRAs and 401k deductions.
Imagine that.
He wants to take them away in a way.
Yeah.
Let me explain how that works. He wants to do something called a tax credit instead of a tax deduction. He wants to take the numbers. I'm not exactly sure. We've heard numbers all over the place. But essentially, if you're making, you and your family are making more than $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, more than that, he wants to take a portion of what you got off, would have normally got off your taxes, and give it to someone down in the $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 range if they'll put it in their IRA. He wants to give them some of your money.
Wealth redistribution, my friend.
Exactly. And he's saying that he wants to take away the deduction and make it a tax credit. So he's a big fat liar.
Yeah, he is. Always has.
He's a liar. He said he wasn't going to do these things. And so I've told you, we've known forever, for years, that they're liars. Yep. They want to tax and redistribute the wealth. They're lying if they're, you know, and it's really, when you hear them go, well, we're not going to tax you. Well, I mean, you know, where are you going to screw me next?
Exactly.
How are you going to take it away from me the next time? You know, so we have things that is kind of difficult. You know, I've said this for a long time, that taking the tax deduction, or as he wants to call it, the tax credit now, it's going to shift people more toward what we do anyway, Terry. Terry, we've been using that approach for a long time.
Yeah.
Where we don't trust that tax deduction.
Nope.
We don't trust them because they're going to get you back in the end. They're going to screw you in the end. Listen,
always.
You need to be doing some things where they can't get it in the end.
That's right.
I mean, you don't want to get stuck in the end.
True.
You know, and they're just proving continuously the lies, and the reason why they lie is because they want to get what you've got.
That's right. And you have to remember, David, that their God, and that's a little g, is Satan, who Jesus said was the father of all lies. So they're following their God.
No doubt about it. You know, really, Terry, Rusty, I get upset. I know I get worked up, but
you should.
I knew this man was going to do this. It's not really him running this deal, Terry. He's not running anything. They're running him.
Now, you're talking about Biden.
Yeah.
Okay, because now I laughed about this all day. And, Terry, I don't know if you heard about it. I think I mentioned it. At one time, the inauguration date was today. Was it March 4th?
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's on the news that the reason they have kept that fence up and kept all those guardsmen and troops and whatever up there is because they were afraid that Donald Trump and his people were going to bust in there and take them all out.
That's another lie.
It's all in the news today.
I know it's in the news, but it's a lie.
The thing is,
better than that. You don't listen, Terry, Rusty, Terry. Don't you know if you got mega thousands of National Guardsmen up there with semi-automatic weapons?
Yep.
That this little guy with horns coming in there is not going to be able to butt them. And say, hey, get out of my way. I'm stampeding you.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen pictures of some of these people that went in there? They don't look like there were any. I mean, I know that there were some people hurt and supposedly some people died. I get that. But it wasn't because they were going to run over, you know, how many thousands of National Guardsmen and things they have there?
Quite a few.
The reason why they didn't want to do it is because they don't want Biden up there talking because he sounds like an idiot.
It's because he is an idiot.
Because he doesn't know what's going on. They're trying to hide his mental capacity drain is going on. All he knows is that he wants to tax you. He's going along with all these left-wingers that want to tax us, and they're going to destroy this economy.
Yes, sir.
It's a well-known fact this economy was on track. Yep. All they're doing right now is coasting off what Donald Trump did.
Yep.
They're tearing it down, guys, just like they're tearing the wall down. They want to tear the wall down. They want to tear the economy down. They want to tear everything down. And now they want to tear your retirement account down.
Correct.
You know, folks, we got ways to rescue from this thing that they're talking about. We have backdoor ways to rescue you from this tax teardown that they want to do with your retirement account. It's unbelievable the stuff that they want to do to you, to us.
Yep.
You cannot believe a word they say. They lie. They're liars.
They are liars.
You know, what's that old saying, Rusty? Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yep,
I've heard it.
You know, well, I wish that was all there was to it. You know, it's no lie that if their mouth's moving, it's a lie. You know, I mean, but when I read that they want to take the tax deduction away and give the money to somebody who hadn't done anything.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's bad enough that businesses like yours, Terry, have got to pay all these fees and taxes. They're always coming up with something new, you know.
Yep.
You know, they pick on the guy that has tried to make a living, you know, and we're little guys. We're not big guys.
That's right.
We're little guys. We're just trying to make a living, Terry. I mean, I know you're just trying to make a living.
Yep.
But, you know, just because someone makes $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 less than the other guy don't mean that guy that makes $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 more has got to pay that other person's retirement money. Redistribution. Yep. Of wealth.
Exactly right.
And it's going to tear up this economy. They're liars. That's it in a nutshell. It's proven. I mean, like, go back and listen to some of the things he said. If you're making less than $400,000, I'm not going to take anything away from you.
Yep.
Man, if you're making $400,000, he wants to take a majority of that retirement discount, or should I say write-off, away from you and give it to somebody else.
Exactly.
And if you're making $70,000, $80,000 or more, he wants to take a big chunk of that away and give it to somebody else. I'm talking about family money,
yes,
not just one person. I'm talking about how many, you know, there's a lot of folks out there used to $70,000, $80,000 a year was a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
You know, now you can't hardly live off $20,000, $30,000. And I know that people have problems that are making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. I get it. But it's not right for you to have to get money from somebody else if it just drains backward into your retirement account. Because that's what it does. It drains backwards into their retirement account.
Right.
It's called, he calls it, this is what Biden's crew's calling it, a tax credit.
How do they come up with that?
Well, because they're criminal. That's how.
Yeah. Just using words, the misuse of words.
They sit around and dream about how they can buy votes.
They really do.
I mean, like, really? You want to? Why else would you want to tear the wall down, man? I mean, it's going to cost more to tear the wall down than it was to leave it alone.
Yep.
Why would you want to tear it down if it wasn't for buying votes?
True.
I mean, why would you want to put something together for $1.9 trillion and send it through and say that it's a virus, you know, COVID bill, and only 9% of it goes to COVID. And the rest of it goes to the people who have mismanaged their money.
Yep. Exactly.
Why would
right.
you do that? That's a lie.
It is a lie. It's what they do. It's who they are.
They lie. This whole thing is about lying and trusting me and all this stuff. You know, we've been lied to. So whenever they say something, I think, where's the lie this time?
Exactly.
I knew that there was something fishy when he said he wasn't going to do anything if you made less than $400,000. I'm seeing it now. I mean, he's going to bring the capital gains tax up. We've talked about it. But you know that big screw over. There's several screw overs and several lies going on here. One of the biggest one is the capital gains. You know.
Right.
They're going to take away and take away the step up. People don't understand that that's a tremendous tax. It's unbelievable tax. But to demotivate someone from trying to retire, I mean, really? Why on earth would you want to give money to someone else who's making just a little bit less than you, direct almost from your pension?
Mm-hmm.
And they call it a tax credit. Now, these things haven't passed yet.
They will.
But we need to get on the phones, get on the internet, get on the writing letters to our representatives. And I know the ones here in Alabama probably are not going to go for this stuff. But you got a lot of idiots out there that, like that AOC lady and the rest of them, they all think it's okay to take money away from people who work hard and give it to people who don't.
Yep.
Find votes.
David, I remember you talking about the Secure Act and how it does exactly the opposite of what they named it. It's the same thing with this Equality Act they just came out with. They do everything backwards, in reverse.
Yeah.
You know, and something I wanted to talk to you about is what I've been hearing today, I heard it three or four times, is inflation. You were talking about that years ago. We're about to get hit with some serious inflation.
Serious. It's going to be serious.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
It's going to be serious. It's inevitable.
Yep.
Because why? Because they are spending more money than they're making, and they're flooding the market with money, the economy with money.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do people do when you give them money? They spend it.
Yep.
When a lot of people are trying to buy one item, it goes up. Especially if you shut the supply off, like the idiot lied about it. He wasn't going to. He said, "I'm not against fracking."
Yeah, he's a liar.
He was trying to say he wasn't against oil, okay? I'm not against the oil business. He goes and shuts down the pipeline from Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see how fast the gas prices started going up?
Yep. Yep.
We're being lied to.
Yes, we are.
Weez is being lied to.
Again.
It's just a big pile of lies. I mean, if their mouth's moving, it's lies.
There you go.
You know, And every time you open up a newspaper, I've talked to some lady today. She's like 87 years old. She said, "I'm going to quit buying the Montgomery Advertiser because all they do is lie."
Yep.
And I said, you know, I don't blame you.
Yep.
I hate to say that about any of it, but they've all turned liberal.
They have.
And they all want to support. I guess that's where they get their money.
Yeah.
By lying.
Yeah. Evidently.
I know we're going to take a break in about 3 minutes, but Terry, you want to add to this?
What can I say, Dave? I mean, you're nailing it. I mean, it's part of their agenda is wealth redistribution. They're trying to, well, you know, Greg always plays the George Carlin, the owner's clip, and he nails everything. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. They've closed the door. There's no way you're going to do anything to be an uber-rich person anymore because they've got a monopoly on that, and they don't want you in. So right now, they want. In my opinion, there's a huge depopulation effort ongoing, but before they kill us, they want to take every red cent out of us they can. That's what everything's about, in my opinion.
Amen. That's what it is. And while they're doing all this, they want to kill all the institutions like religion, churches, you know, people that get together and try to do good things.
Anything like the good and Boy Scouts. Exactly. Exactly.
Whatever. They want to destroy it, break it down.
They've done a good job of it, too.
Yeah. I mean, before it's all over with, this will not be the nation that it was. I mean, it's changing and it's not for the good.
You got it. That's exactly
it's
right.
It's not for the good. And when you start taking more money from people who work hard, they're going to get PO'd.
Yeah, they're not going to put up.
Let me just tell you, this next 4 years, next 2 years, I'm going to do everything I can do to get people like Mo Brooks in the Senate to get. I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to do it. Why? Because that man stood up there and stood with Trump, and he said, "Something fishy here. I smell it."
Yep, and they attacked him for it.
And they attacked him.
Yes, sir.
You know, they said, "Do you really believe that?" Yeah, I do. I do believe that there's something went on. Why? Because they wouldn't let anybody talk about it or look at anything.
That's right.
Exactly. And then the news media lies and says, "Well, you know, it was proven."
Proven by who?
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't even they didn't even look at it. The Supreme Court, and I know they said, "Well, you're beating an old horse, David. I get it. Yep. We're beating the old horse, but that old horse needs to be beat.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a bad horse.
Yep.
It's a lying horse.
It's too important not to keep beating.
You know, we can't afford not to. We have got to tell the truth. And someone's got to tell the truth. The truth is the taxes are coming. The truth is the stock market's going to drop. The truth is everything's going to go to
hell in a handbasket, baby.
And there's a lot of people going to go down there with it.
Yes, sir.
For lying.
They got to get their assets
misrepresenting
protected.
And trying to take advantage of us. And we don't want any part of it. We're speaking up. And, you know, a talk radio is one of the last places that they have tried and tried, like Rush Limbaugh. They tried to shut him up. They make jokes about it all the time. I got to where I just want to turn off the late night, entertainment.
Yep.
They are liars.
You're right.
You can't trust none of them.
No, you can't. Not any of them.
They have an agenda.
They do. That's it. You're right.
The agenda is to change everyone to evil.
Yep.
So that they'll feel, they say, there's a reason for a devil.
Yep.
He don't want to go down there just by himself. He wants to take everybody with him.
Yes, sir.
That's the point. These people know that if they go down, they're going to take all of us with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to do, in my opinion, and I think I'm right.
I think you are, too.
I know I'm right.
I do, too.
You know, it's just we've got to do something. I know we got to take a break, Rusty. And then we'll come back to Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and throw her out there. If you haven't called David Ernest, you should, because he's the man with the plan.
Money man.
The money man with the money plan. That's the dude. 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, 205-479-0839. Just leave your pertinent information. They'll get back with you. And we'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show. Don't you go away. Stay right where you are.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Ernest. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Ernest. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today and somebody get me out of here.
On a Thursday afternoon, about 1:45, Mr. Knowledge makes the greatest discovery of his career.
Wow, that is the best cup of coffee I ever made.
About an hour later, he discovered time travel.
Well, it's just something I've been working on in my spare time.
These are Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Let's see now. We're going to set it for a Saturday afternoon about 3:30 at the wedding reception of Joe Biden Sr. and his brand new bride, Catherine.
And as he flips the switch, Mr. Knowledge travels through time and space. Soon, he finds himself at a lavish wedding reception.
Oh, hello. You must be the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's right. And who are you?
Why, I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Well, what can we do for you, Knowledge?
Oh, nothing. Just heard you guys got married, and I wanted to just stop by and ask you how you fixed for birth control.
Why, you
devil.
Tune in next time for more Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Oh, that is gonna leave a mark. I wonder if there's cake.
And now, breaking news. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has once again extended the face mask mandate. Let's go to the governor live at the State House.
Dr. Harris and I are both convinced that we need to get past Easter before we take a step. Some other states have taken to remove the mask order altogether and lift other restrictions. Our new modified order will include several changes that will ease up some of our current restrictions while keeping our mask order in place for another 5 weeks through April 9.
Please release me. Let me go. I don't want to wear this stupid mask no more.
You stink!
To make me wear it would be a sin.
It's dead as fried chicken.
And by the way, Kay, I'm not gonna vote for you again. Your mask wearing heifer.
And now, let's end this meeting on a high note.
And that guy you just heard singing never had a lesson. And it shows. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. The financial program that helps clear up all the lies you hear every day about your money. David Ernest has been an asset preservationist for nearly 40 years, and he knows his stuff. And he's willing to share that information with you. That's why he does this radio program. That's why he does the TV programs. And that's why you can call him right now at 279-7431. I'll go a little slower this time. 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, 205-479-0839. That's 205-479-0839. Call him today and find out the truth about how to make your retirement exactly what you've been looking forward to. So right now, let's bring him in. I'm at the super secret location, but he's at the super, super secret location. Not even he knows where it is. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. David Ernest.
Thank you.
Yes, returning now from the break. And our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Terry, how you doing there, buddy?
Oh, very special. Thank you.
And you guys are really, you know, cutting this on down. I'm just going to step back out of the way and let y'all go at it.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it didn't take me very long. Well, you know, Terry, you know, when you're young, you believe some of this stuff. I used to really believe in you.
I did, too. You get indoctrinated.
You know, and then one day I had an epiphany. And I'm reading about someone who had one of those epiphanies. Mm-hmm. And here's one that said, I had an epiphany. This is a person who went from being a full-fledged liberal to a full-fledged constitutional conservative. And
sweet.
What changed? Okay? They said, I had an epiphany, a life-changing event that made me rethink everything I believe about politics.
Wow.
But my epiphany is not what I would like to talk about. To all my liberal friends, and yes, most of you remain friends, I realize that recent revelations are difficult to believe. I know I have been there. It is hard to admit everything you believe about your political opponents was wrong or a lie. It is devastating to acknowledge you were misled, intentionally or unintentionally, by people you trusted. But in reality, that is not the hard part. The hard part is accepting that you were wrong. Accepting the facts that your sources may have lied, and you believe them, and of course, the absolute worst of all thoughts, that you hated the political enemies were right.
Yep.
Well, in other words, this person decided that the right was right and the left was wrong, and they went from the left to the right. You know.
Right.
And they wrote a book on it. And they said it was hard for them to do this. It recognizes that I hated was that, you know, that all this misinformation and lies. But I'm paraphrasing it now. Essentially, they said all this stuff they're reading is totally obviously slanted deliberately slanted and lied. I've seen all this. I mean, when I read these things like Yahoo News, Google News, can't you just see the slant in it all?
Yes, it's easy to see once you know what
it's
to look
so
for.
Easy. You know, and how can you say, how can you live with yourself when you say there's some reason that you want to kill a baby? How can you justify that when it's beyond me?
They have no empathy. They have no empathy, David.
I mean, what if you were that little baby?
I know.
Don't you, I mean, what if, you know, every animal, especially a human, has feelings?
That's right.
Why would you do that to them?
I can't wrap my mind around it.
It's not a sin?
I know. Well, apparently they don't believe in that there's going to be a hell or that there's going to be any repercussions for their action. That's the only way I can see to explain it.
Well, even if they didn't believe that, the fact that they're hurting them and damaging them and making harm to them and making them feel bad and pain is enough. I mean, you know, every human being alive has some kind of understanding of good and bad.
That's right. We're born with
of pain and no pain.
That's right.
Pain's a horrible thing.
It is.
You know, back in the olden days, we know what our forefathers did for us to have to work and slave and die and be in pain. But why would we put that on a young person, a baby, is beyond me. I don't understand all these lies. I don't understand saying that bad is good now. I don't understand to say that when somebody works real hard for their money, that they should give it to somebody who didn't. Now, I understand when someone has a hard time in their life, they need to be took care of. But to slant it in such a way that all the hard work and a majority of what you've done needs to be shared with someone who didn't do anything is not fair, and it's not truthfully anything but a lie.
No, it's straight out of the Rules for Radicals, the Saul Alinsky and the Marxists and communists, basically the Luciferian psychopaths. It's part of their gig. It's what they do.
I know, but you know, you know what really hurts me, Terry, is to see it happening before my very eyes. I mean, I grew up thinking, hoping, praying, believing that this nation was better than what it's showing itself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, from the time they killed President Kennedy, who probably wasn't politically what we wanted, but if they killed him because he wasn't what they wanted.
Right.
From thenceforth, all these things they've done, and the people they martyr, the people they turn into martyrs, and I'm not going to go there topic-wise, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
The things that they do to get what they want, to justify the things they want, like taking 91% of this bill and blow it on something that's not COVID.
Yep.
Rescue someone who deliberately damaged us, who deliberately was not, you know, doing the right things with their own money.
Right.
You know, who deliberately tried to destroy us.
Yep.
As a whole. And then come back and give them money for being bad. You know, the last time I checked, when someone doesn't do a good job, they're supposed to be punished.
That's right.
Not to
rewarded.
The extreme, but...
Right.
You're not supposed to be rewarded for being bad.
No.
That's what they want to do.
I know.
They want a reward for being bad. Why? Because they're afraid of them. Or should I say, because they need their vote.
Uh-huh.
This is what's wrong with... If we would not allow all this to happen... You know, have you ever heard of something? You probably haven't. Something called the EB-5 visa?
No.
Essentially, the EB-5 is a visa... Whereas if you've got money and a talent, you come into the United States, you may invest up to $1 million into a business. You're part of the business now.
Okay.
And for doing that, you can become a citizen. And it has to help so many people, create so many workers. You know, there's rules.
Yeah.
So these people come in with $500,000 to $1 million under the EB-5, and they help the economy. And they help us. They could be any kind of ethnic group. They can be Chinese. They can be, come from the South Africa, some Africa. There's a lot of Ukraine. Places they come from.
Yeah.
And they are good. And they're all races, all kinds of races. This sure. is not a racial thing. And it helps the economy. Yeah. But yet, you won't open the doors and let people who didn't pay a penny, they came in here and they jumped in here and they're sucking off of our retirement monies. And now we got to call shift more money to support them. I mean,
David, there's only one conclusion that I've looked at all this. There's only one conclusion that you can come up with. Number one, these people are not stupid. Most of them are Ivy School educated. They're very intelligent. This is all being done to purposely bring down the United States of America. That's the only outcome that I can see.
I believe you're right. They want us to become a socialistic,
yes,
or should I say a communistic state.
Yes.
This is really a struggle.
It is. It's
people
a fight.
Becoming communist.
Yeah, they're here.
That's it.
They've been here.
Socialism is just the cousin or the it will turn into communism.
It's a preemptive step before you hit full communism. Yes.
Absolutely. Look at Venezuela.
Yep.
Look at all those other places, how it works for them. They say, well, the United States has a lot of money, a lot of wealth. Well, you start giving it away, you won't have any.
Exactly. You know, socialism's great until you run out of somebody else's money.
Exactly.
As and Margaret Thatcher said.
There's so much money being given. Someone made a point the other day about how much money they give to a country when all this money is needed for the vaccines and stuff here, and they're giving it to some other country.
That was the
for
one
what?
Thing I know. That's what I loved about Trump is he looked at this just like you and I would, the ordinary layperson, and went, this is insane. Why are we sending all this money to these countries that are our enemies? So he stopped it. What's the first thing that this new bowl of tapioca pudding administration did is they reversed everything Trump did. Because what Trump was doing was helping America, and they don't want to help America. They want to destroy America.
Absolutely. And they want to spite Trump. They don't want anything
they're making an example of Trump in case any of us get any inkling that this really is an of, by, and for the people government and we actually can engage in politics. They don't want us to think that anymore.
Oh, no. No, they want to put you in jail is what
absolutely.
They want to do. Absolutely. They would like to shut us up. They don't want me to tell you that there's ways to protect your money. Why? Because Elizabeth Warren don't want me telling you this. She wants the system to be the system, her and Bernie Sanders' brainchild, so that everybody looks the same. They call it, where you can see through it and everything's the same.
Transparent.
They want everything transparent, but they want to take everything away except for transparency, they say. That's the excuse. You understand the whole thing is an excuse to build on the foundation of making it sound like it's something good when really they're trying to take control of your money.
That's right. It's always something bad, and they always word it as something good. That's just what they do.
And they want to regulate it in such a way that they know everything you've got.
Yep.
They've already done this with retirement money. You know, you get a report every year if you got an IRA that says your fair market value is X amount of money. And they send it to the IRS.
Yep.
And the IRS thanks you very much for letting us know where our money is.
Yeah, exactly. That voluntary tax, they call the income tax.
They're watching you to see when you move it, to make sure that when you move it, you really moved it to another IRA. Or they can say, hey, this is our money. We're going to get it someday.
That's right.
And now Biden is saying, look, I know how to get some of this money that they're putting in now. I want to fix it where they have to pay more taxes when they put in money.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to pay more taxes when you put in money.
It's crazy, David.
He wants to call it a tax credit, but really he wants to scale down how much, relief you get for putting in money. Listen, this means that all the money you put in needs to be Roth, needs to be overfunded life, or needs to be something like a non-qualified annuity. Yeah, you do need to know what those are. Because let me tell you, those things have got something that the IRS didn't notice. I have embarrassed several CPAs, several tax accountants, several tax lawyers on this thing. They didn't even know it existed. Non-qualified annuity stretch. Next generation, taxes can be stretched. They passed a law where IRAs would have to have all the taxes paid within 10 years. They left this one out. Why? Because they didn't know what we knew, what us insurance people knew.
This isn't David, is it?
Because it's not even on the tax code, guys. It's a private letter ruling. They didn't see it. Now, here I am in Montgomery, Alabama, saying something is huge that most people don't even know exists. A way you can give the second generation something that you could give them and not worry about Biden taking the money away on a tax deduction right now. Don't you want that information? No, they don't want me to tell you. They want to muzzle me. They don't want me to tell you how to do this. But as long as there's free speech, I'm going to tell you.
There you go.
There's things that they don't want you to know. There's things that half of them don't even know. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely correct.
And so, therefore, you've got to study up on this. I've been studying this stuff almost 40 years.
You're the man.
And I'm telling you, there's things that people don't know and don't use and don't know how to use. Why? Because the mainstream don't use it.
Yep.
They don't even know it exists. And there's a lot of things I've learned. And this is all legal. Everything I'm talking about,
yes, sir,
is acceptable.
Yes,
sir. Except it's not talked about because they don't even know half of them. I'd say two-thirds, three-fourths of them don't even know this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. But now as I see this, I see now what I do know is becoming much more important on this non-qualified stuff and this tax-free stuff than ever before.
Yep.
Because why? Because Biden is going to get that retirement money and we've got to change it over to something he can't get.
Exactly.
And also, he wants the stock market to take it away from you. Why? Because then there won't be as many dollars floating around. You know this.
Yep.
When they deflate the stock market, they deflated the dollars floating around. You know this.
Yep.
They got an agenda, and it's not to help you.
No, it's not.
What can they do, Rusty, if they need to get a hold of us?
Well, I'll tell you, it's mighty simple. Two good phone numbers. One is what we would call the local number here in Montgomery, 2-797-4-3-1. And if you are in the Birmingham area, all you have to do is call David Ernest at 205-479-0839. There you go. That's the numbers right there. Leave your information. David, Too Tall Matthew, or Princess Leah will call you back, set up an appointment, and they will make sure that you know what you need to do to make sure that you have made sure.
There you go. Make sure you're made sure.
That's right. Yeah, you got to be sure.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. There you go.
If people just don't know, I've saw this a long time ago. I started talking about it. Nobody really listened. But now I see it's coming faster than I ever imagined.
David, we have a phone call. Believe it or not. We have a phone call, Dave.
Okay.
Rusty, who do we have on the phone?
You want to bring him up?
I will if you want me to.
Sure. Bring them on up there and just get them on hold and I'll pull them up. Here, let me just go ahead and punch him up. I'm going to punch that one up.
I know him, Mr. Dalton.
Mr. Dalton.
He calls my show all the time.
You're on the air with David Ernest and Terry Adams. Identify yourself and, as Terry said, don't cuss.
Sam.
That's a lot to ask of a person. Yep. Hey, Sam. I'm calling from Pike County.
I got ESPN, so I knew it.
Man, I've heard some good radio today. And you know, it's killing me. I'm wondering what's in that bag I keep hearing crinkling over the air.
What bag?
But there's something that's crinkling. Yeah, uh-huh.
That bag?
Yes, sir.
You really want to know what's in this bag?
Check one, too.
Chili cheese flavored corn chips.
It's a brand new bag.
Oh, yes. It's fresh. Let me throw this out there. There's just David's had a solid rant, and he can't argue against it. He's right, but... I saw in Monday's newspaper, and I haven't heard anyone else speak about it, but this is just a piece of the puzzle. The fraud and the unemployment payments, the extra unemployment payments.
Uh-huh.
There was an article about the Department of Justice
It's gotten so bad now, they had to admit it, and they're going to have to do something about it. They're estimating, I believe it was $63 billion in excessive payments. Yes, organized crime, and a lot of it from overseas. They were talking about, you know, there's computer clubs in different countries, but they have been sending all these fake claims to the states, and they're trying to get the money out of the country.
That's terrible.
We've got cash flowing out of this country, like it's just, you know, it would do a lot of good here, but it's just flowing out of here like crazy. And, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey,
well, thank you.
Hey, man. Y'all have a good evening.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. You know, everybody sees the lies. They're lying to us.
They are.
They want your money. You've got to protect your retirement. You've got to protect your family.
You should.
You've got to protect yourself.
You better.
And yes, they're constantly lying.
That's what they do.
You know, and I know that Rusty's got a little surprise for us on the way out.
Rusty always has a surprise for us.
He's always got a surprise.
That's what he does.
We've known for a long time, even back in the 70s when some music was written, you know, about lies.
Lies.
That's a hint. But, you know, Terry, what can they do? What can a person do about their money?
Well, they need to have it protected, David. They need to contact you. And if you're in the stock market, I got news for you. You're going to lose your butt. It's coming. You better get your money out. Let David protect it. And we can still play by the rules, but we can take advantage of the rules at the same time. And that's what David does.
279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's got that website over there at retirewithernest.com. On the radio all the time, on
the
TV.
You can trust him. I've trusted him with my money. My mom's trusted him with her money. My wife trusted him with her money. Rusty's trusted him with his money. And
if I had money,
I would trust him with it. I do trust David. David's trustworthy.
And 205-479-0839 if you're in the Birmingham area. And do you want me to take us out now?
Yeah, take us out.
Are you ready?
Thanks, David.
Yeah, not literally.
Yeah, well, no. I thought you'd like this one, though.
Don't take me out. Yes. I don't want to be taken out.
Button's not pushed right.
The button is not pushed.
Not the button pushed.
You have to push the button, please. Mm-hmm. Now you have hit the
This
button.
Has been the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 FM. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.